Yeah, this is so looking at miner hubs data on drill results released during the PDAC week, which is, of course, when everyone brings their numbers out. We were the top intercept in the United States. We got 4 grams over 25 meters in our oxide heap leach project at Murker. This is the south area, South Murker part of the project, the first holes that we've delivered out of that zone. You know that we've been releasing a lot of drill data, a lot of drill results lately, but these are the first holes out of South Murker, and boy, we hit some high grades there. And for sure, what else can we do is more drilling. We've got two drill rigs contracted to start back up at our Murker project in Utah starting in April. We'll have another rig join those two further into the season. But our general manager, Tim Barnett, is driving hard to get the program back going again. Meanwhile, we still have results to get out. So broadly speaking, we'll spend this year on baseline study work, engineering work, and more drilling because, of course, this big gold system, as you say, this is a Carlin-type system. These are large, prolific gold systems. So we want to be doing more drilling. And then early next year, we'll be in the final modes of permitting. We want to complete the permitting baseline and permitting work by the end of next year. And while we're doing that, we want to complete all of the engineering design study work, and we want to be at a point where we can turn a shovel on construction in early 2028.
Hugh Agro, Revival Gold. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Good to be with you, Andy. Yeah, it's nice, refreshing week from all the busyness of PDAC last week.
Tell
Yeah, good to be with you.
me about it. I'm still recovering here. It's just overwhelming. That's how I overwhelming, I think, is the right word. But in the midst of all of that, you guys have had some really great news that I really wanted to highlight. And want to get it in your words. And in fact, we were talking off camera a bit here. I think you guys had the, correct me if I'm wrong, the best drill results really in North America here just hit. Tell me about all of that to all of our viewers and listeners.
Yeah, this is so looking at miner hubs data on drill results released during the PDAC week, which is, of course, when everyone brings their numbers out. We were the top intercept in the United States. We got 4 grams over 25 meters in our oxide heap leach project at Murker. This is the south area, South Murker part of the project, the first holes that we've delivered out of that zone. You know that we've been releasing a lot of drill data, a lot of drill results lately, but these are the first holes out of South Murker, and boy, we hit some high grades there. And the important thing is, this is, fully oxidized material showing really good cyanide soluble to fire assay ratios, which is indicative of excellent recoveries as we think about that heap leach open pit mine plan development that we're underway with.
Tell me of, I guess really you had this happen here, and tell me really about what else do you have going. I mean, it's like it's hard to you keep on having these great results coming out. I mean, what's next? And I guess maybe that's what the market is saying. It's like, what's next? What else can you do?
For sure. What else can we do is more drilling. We've got two drill rigs contracted to start back up at our Murker project in Utah starting in April. We'll have another rig join those two further into the season. But our general manager, Tim Barnett, is driving hard to get the program back going again. Meanwhile, we still have results to get out. We still got another 8 holes from the last 115-hole program to get out, so we'll have those drill results out.
I'm laughing
And
because it's
did I
like
tell
every
you?
week I hear drill results. Go ahead.
And
Go
then did I tell
ahead.
you, we've got two rigs drilling on our Idaho project as well, so we've got results to come out of that project. Those are deeper holes. That's an underground target on that project in Idaho, and we're really looking forward to seeing what that's going to bring to us. But all of that's going on as we continue to march systematically forward towards a production decision at our Merkur project in Utah. So we've got a whole bunch of streams of work going on under the leadership of John Meyer, our engineer, VP Engineering Development. It's a really busy, busy and exciting time for Revival Gold.
Yeah, it really is. So about all that, usually mining companies will take a break during the summer. We're coming up on the summer. Are you guys going to be taking a break, or do you, is this, are you going to still have the rigs turning and the news flowing?
We will be doing the latter. It's interesting. So our Idaho project, this is the first time we've drilled in the winter on our Idaho project. We are permitted to drill season round. You know, some companies are limited in where when they can drill, either by season or by permits. We're not limited in terms of our projects. It's really pushed ahead as quickly as we can and move as efficiently as possible forward.
Yeah. Okay. So I love the aggression here, Hugh. I really do. This is a lot about you and the company and just really the health of the company. You have a war chest to do all of this. But let's get an update here to all of our viewers and listeners that are not familiar with Revival Gold. Why I bought you, number one, is because of you and my relationship with you. Number two is the project. I think it's probably the best one of the best, if not the best project I've seen in North America, with all things considered, for where you are at in the Lassonde curve to the aggression and the drilling, to just the results that you're producing and what you have in the ground and the jurisdictions you're in. I mean, it just checked all the boxes. So, but what, how, I guess what would be most beneficial to all of our viewers and listeners, and we've mentioned this many times and all the times we've talked, you guys are, the plan is, again, you're on a path to production. Give us an ETA on that, just for all of those that don't know, but then you will have all of this other, all of these other results that are hitting as well that make the project even, it's not, I mean, it's just, it's really world-class is what I'm trying to get at, but just talk a little bit about that.
So broadly speaking, we'll spend this year on baseline study work, engineering work, and more drilling, because versus big gold system, as you say, this is a Carlin type system. These are large, prolific gold systems. So we want to be doing more drilling. And then early next year, we'll be in the final modes of permitting. We want to complete the permitting baseline and permitting work by the end of next year. And while we're doing that, we want to complete all of the engineering design study work. And we want to be at a point where we can turn a shovel on construction in early 2028. And so next year will also be about the financing discussions around the capital cost of construction. It's a relatively modest $210 million of capital, but we're going to want to optimize how we go about doing that. So we'll start discussions with the banks and other capital providers around construction financing. But yeah, we want to be in a position to start constructing beginning of 28. And meanwhile, we'll continue to drill. As you know, we're not just a one-trick pony here. We've got Merkur marching towards production. We've got Bear Track Arnett coming up behind that with its phase of production, and then more in the underground, which we're continuing to explore and develop. And all of this, you know, in a company with a market cap today of about $180 million US, and an NPV, so the net asset value of our engineered ounces of gold, of about $2 billion at $4,000 gold. So a lot of upside for investors here as we continue to march forward de-risking, and then all the extra sizzle from exploration. And we're only talking about 2.5 million ounces of the 6 million ounces in resource in those engineering studies to date. So there's, you know, lots of potential to add more value here as we go, and all in the domestic United States. So we don't have to worry about, you know, threat of kidnapping, threat of expropriation, difficulties with hiring people. We're in good states with, you know, support from state governments, from local communities, and, you know, people looking for great jobs in the responsible mining industry.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. That was the thing too, is you're not in a place that's going to, you're going to be I want to say this to respect to everybody, to be, you're going to be, your life is in jeopardy, or your staff, or the company is in jeopardy, that happened in some places in Central America that just recently happened. You're in some great jurisdictions. Talk about that, not only the safety, but just getting stuff done, getting stuff permitted, and how receptive have they been to Revival Gold and to mining in general, both Idaho and Utah?
Well, by luck or good fortune, we chose the United States. We chose domestic brownfield sites. We chose places where gold has been successfully been produced in the past and where people want to work. And it's worked very favorably for us in terms of the team that we've been able to attract, in terms of the good work that they've been able to do. I think, you know, people have generally figured out now that metals are important to our way of life, and it's best if they're produced domestically so that there's control of the supply chain. And that goes for gold just as much as it goes for any other metal. Gold is really important to underpinning the value of the U.S. dollar and the treasuries that are issued by the government, and not just at Fort Knox, but within the nation's influence, let's say. So this is really important, and it's strategic, and it's welcome in the places where we live and work. And it's by design that we're in the United States.
Yeah, no, I'm very pleased to hear that. And I talked to a mutual, I won't name his name, but a mutual friend of ours recently, a couple of months ago. I just asked him, what's your favorite jurisdiction? And he said, and he's not in the U.S., but without even blinking an eye, he said the U.S. right now, absolutely the U.S. Watch the money flow here, and also just the safety. That's where you want to be, and that's where you guys are at. But not only are you in the U.S., but you're in two great states, the state of Idaho and the state of Utah, which I wasn't really familiar with. Utah, I wasn't familiar with before I bought you guys. So
great skiing in Utah. That's another good reason to like that state. We've got a couple of our geologists who, you know, we got a brief blow of snow and off there are to the hills. It's a nice thing to be able to do, you know, to be able to tie your recreation in with your work, and to be working with some colleagues that allow you to do that. So
yeah, well, it's funny you say that. To all my viewers and listeners, I spent a lot of time with Hugh, and Hugh said, I love the western part of the U.S. I just love being there. So anyways, let me also just make a full disclosure. I am an investor. I've been actively buying on any kind of pullback of Revival Gold. I started buying, this was in last September. Also, Revival Gold is a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net. Hugh, if people want to find out more about you, if they want to do a deep dive, more of a deep dive, how do they do that? How do they find you? What exchanges are you traded on? And what's your ticker symbols?
Yeah, folks can reach us at 416-366-4100 on the phone, or email info@revival-gold.com. Love questions and happy to answer them, or jump on the phone with people. You can learn more about Revival Gold on our website, www.revival-gold.com. There's some great content in there, including some interviews with you, Andy. I think people will find that we tend to do what we say we're going to do. And that's important as you think of where the future is going. Now, I would refer folks to our disclosure statements. It is a risky business that we're in, but I think we offer commensurate value for that risk. And we're on a short timeline here. In terms of stocks, so this is RVG on the Venture Exchange in Canada, RVLGF on the OTCQX market in the U.S.
Excellent. Hugh, I'll put all of that in the show notes, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Hugh, you're also coming to Atlanta. To all my viewers and listeners that are in Atlanta, Revival Hugh and Revival Gold will be in Atlanta. So be sure to book a meeting with Hugh. He'd love to chat with you.
Indeed. Thanks. Thanks, Andy, for that invitation. And we're looking forward to Atlanta in May.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thanks to you. We'll have you on again real soon.